On an overcast day in the middle of July 2017, I embarked on a train journey, a journey to Limerick. We live in County Tipperary, Ireland, and there's this reduced train fare possible. So I think for less than 20 euro, I can take four of us, Dylan, Mia, and her friend Sarah, to Limerick for a day and come back and not spend more than 20 euro in transport fees. Dylan might have an idea. Where are we going, Dylan?
Limerick Junction.
Limerick Junction and then Limerick. What do you want to do in Limerick?
I want to get new headphones.
You want to do what?
New headphones.
You want to get new headphones? I don't know if I have the money for new headphones. We can look though, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Last time I looked at new headphones in Center City, well, I didn't look at all the cheap stuff. They were about 30 euro. That's lunch for four of us, if I do that. We may go to a museum. We may go to King John's Castle. It all depends upon the rain and the diversions along the way. The kids like to go to the high court of bookshops. And that would be to O'Mahony's in the middle of Limerick. So we'll do that for sure. I have credit on my subway ticket. It's a subway card. So we should be able to get a free lunch by using my subway card. We'll see how that goes. Beyond that, I might end up going on a bus with them. They like doing the bus out to the main campus of the Limerick Institute of Technology where I work. I need some paperwork that lets me stay in Ireland. Last time I came through the Garda National Immigration Bureau, they told me my passport was irregular, that I'd been living in Ireland illegally since 2015. Yeah, gotta sort that out, I guess. Need some paperwork. Nice train journey. Overhead announcement tells you in Irish you're arriving in Care, County Tipperary. We're arriving in Care.
Yeah, and pick up pastors.
We'll pick up pastors there. Please mind the gap. A phrase you might have heard on Belinda Corini's channel. Bye for now.
Your grandfather used to fly that. Okay, I have nothing to do with that.
My popcorn grenade!
Yep.
Look, here's another one, Dylan.
Huh? Here's
what?
Another chain. He's coming to the lead.
Huh? Hey! That's a left chain.
Every single one of them except that five.
Five. Which one? Which one?
Two.
We're on a small commuter train. We've been inspected for our ticket. Something that's never happened in the previous, I don't know, 8 or 9 months that I've been on this small commuter train line. Now the traffic count's up higher than normal. Lots more people traveling. We're in Drumcane. Dylan, what do you see here?
Q2 not going really fast yet.
Can you see the digger in the field?
Huh?
See the yellow digger?
Yeah.
I think he's digging a well. Can you see cows?
Yeah, rainy.
It's starting to rain out there.
Rain, go away. Come on back another day.
Lots of cows lying down because it's going to rain. Mia's distributing food. The provisions include Barney bears, chocolate inside, rice cakes, apple slices. And the two girls have their own seating position, side by side, mini tray tables using the iPad mini. After all, it's called the iPad mini for mini tray tables. Soon the high-speed train will come ripping past. It's a train from Limerick, headed to Dublin. There are really limited signals on the Irish rail system, so that means you actually stop and wait. Where you travel as a train driver with a steel collar indicating you've picked up the device which says that you're good to go on that line. The collar is limited for use on a certain line. Only one person's meant to have the collar. If you can't get the collar, that means somebody else has it. And the train just went by. So we'll be gone now. On our way to Limerick City, Colbert Station. To visit the high altar of books at O'Mahony's. Stay tuned for more. I'm watching the kids walk around the Baker Place clock tower. So I think it's probably the first picture I shot of Limerick years ago. And it's about 400 meters from the train station. When I put it up on an old Flickr photo stream years ago, I'm talking 2006 time frame, Dervla Hanley spotted it. She's a Limerick girl. And it led to lots of really interesting, good conversations, and finally to where she was a guest speaker in my curriculum in County Tipperary. Yeah, quiet day in Limerick. It's a funeral on across the street from us where guys are wearing creative uses of the color black. Black over pink, I thought of that. And a man must say something about the nature of the deceased. We're enjoying Limerick, and we'll share a few other clips with you as well as the day goes on.
Two.
We're talking about leap cards.
One, two, four, five, one, zero.
What's that?
It's 11.
12.
What?
Who has the higher number of you guys?
Wait, no, it's it. Okay, four, five, 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 zero.
So it looks like Mia has a bigger number in the middle.
Two.
It's a leap card. You gotta, you can jump around buses from the 3rd to the 16th, or no, it's the 3rd to 13th of July, anywhere in Ireland, if you have a child's leap card for free. So that's what we're doing. We're going on a free bus journeys around Limerick. We could actually do it again on Friday.
I have the bigger number.
But what about the one in the middle? Which number is the bigger?
Five is...
No, but look at the number in the middle. You got 241 in the middle, and she's got
24.
Oh, wait, great. Hey, Dylan, what's your number? What's his number?
Wait,
the cards aren't sequential. How about this? Anyway, leap cards are automated transit system things. I bought a 10 euro one, and I cashed in $21 to get that 10 euro. Well, actually, $21 gave me 16. Euro, which is a big ripoff. I mean, I bought them and I got like €1, $1.05 for every euro, and now they're taking back like 12 cents more per dollar. Painful. So I'm going to mail a dollar somewhere. If you're an American and you're listening to this and you want a few dollars, well, let me know by postcard where to send them. Do it fast, because I'm thinking about sending them to my daughter, Misty, in Oregon. Rather than give up money to a commission fee. We're next to Dunn Stores in, I guess, is it Henry Street? Harry's Quay, I think it is, in Limerick. And across the street is the Savoy Hotel. Mia doesn't remember meeting Dervla Hanley there when Mia was about 1 year old. And, yeah, lots of fun. So the 302 bus is coming. We're going to jump on that. It's going to Carradine. So the trip to Omani's bookshop is uneventful. We left with Dr. Seuss, Eden Blyton, and one fat pencil. Actually, left with a red moleskin. I don't have a red unruled moleskin. Essential, isn't it? I'm becoming way too dependent upon credit cards for travel. And I just bet you just get into the habit of carrying a stash and say, I'm going to live within the stash. Because I wanted to use a credit card. See, it's literally credit for sandwich on my card with Subway, and they couldn't read it. No, this isn't Subway. What's this place called? It's called Starbucks. And Starbucks owes me a drink on my card. I could have cashed that in. But Subway, according to my app, I'm due 18 inches of free sandwiches, which would have covered the three kids today, but they couldn't access it on their machine, so I had to pay cash. And I counted on that. Well, I carried the cash for it, but I counted on getting free sandwich. And then I wanted to charge the books and books in the journal at O'Mahony's on my credit card, and I couldn't remember my PIN. Way too dependent upon the credit card, I guess. And wanted to do the same thing. Use just a tap and go option of the card, but credit cards can't tap and go here. And paid real cash for King John's Castle. So the point is, let's just use the cards as a special thing that I didn't have to actually pay for. Get the credit on the card, or use the credit card. Plan to use cash, carry a stash. And if the credit card comes out as a credit option, well, then that's great. Another great success. But I'm returning to home about 60 euros lighter than I would have on account of not being able to get credit on the loyalty cards that I have. Grr.
Hi, I'm Mia.
And I'm Sarah.
And we went to Limerick today.
On the train.
And we had to go from Clonmel to Limerick Junction. Then we got off there and got on another train to Limerick.
As soon as we got off, we went into the waiting area and
went to the toilet.
Yeah. And then eventually we started walking around to the shops and we went on a bus.
So, yeah, and we got Leap cards because it's free. Kids are free if you have a Leap card till Sunday in Ireland. And we got some, so we got free on every bus here when we needed to go on a bus. And we went to my dad's work.
And we went to Subway after that.
And then we went to O'Mahony's.
The bookshop, O'Mahony's.
Yeah, and I got a book called Mr. Stink. And then later on, we went to the Bank of Ireland, and we went into the, what was it called again? The port bench at the side, and we waited there for about maybe an hour. And my dad was doing something with someone from his work, and we played a little game.
We had loads of fun on the day,
and then
what else?
About
3 hours later.
No, we went to King John's Castle, and then we went around, and it was really fun. And
then we started walking up back to the train station.
When we were at King John's Castle, we went to the gift shop, and we bought me and Sarah got 2 light blue pencils, and Dylan got an orange pencil, but they're huge pencils. They're like about maybe a centimetre or 2 thick and really long. And
Dylan,
they come
is
with a free
brother.
They know that. And they came with free toppers. Or pairers. Whatever.
Then we started walking up to the train station. Then at there we got a hot chocolate and a muffin at Starbucks.
Then we're on the train and we're leaving soon. Bye.
Bye.